my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, truth, justice, freedom, and equality through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Almighty Mother Allah. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, October the 20th, 2013. So, Yahushua, giving critical psychological analysis. He's an African Hebrew scientist. America, the wicked ruling class, teach us that we're wealthy. We have resources. How did we get it? Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, wars all the time. And what is the impetus, we are told, for the actions of America? We're told that America is a Christian nation. Britain, the nations of Europe, Christian nations. The Crusades were fought on behalf of Christianity, we are told. Rome did what Rome did to the earth on behalf of Christianity, to teach people Christian virtues and the reality of eternal possessions. Slavery in the United States of North America, they said it was done for Christianity. Christopher Columbus conquering the Western Hemisphere, enslaving the black man and woman in the West who had traveled the earth, and also enslaving the red man and woman in the West. All of this done for Christianity, we are told. And then the establishment of slavery as an institution in the United States of North America, in Canada, in South America and Mexico, we're told all for Christianity. We're told World War I, Christianity. World War II, Christianity. Civil War, all of these wars, we're told that there is a purpose of fighting on behalf of Christian virtues. When you get to the so-called Cold War against communism, and it is so interesting to examine that philosophy of being so hateful of communism and so anti-communist. That was Hitler's philosophy. But that was the philosophy given to Hitler by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, because the Bolsheviks in Russia were a threat to the system of capitalism, privatized and parasitic. So Hitler began to hate communism because communism was a threat to industry, but industry run wild and oppressing the people. So the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was a revolution that appeared to be for the people. So they told us, if you are a Christian, you must be a capitalist. And you must hate communism because communism is atheist. We didn't know that many believers took on the philosophy of communism, not necessarily taking on the philosophy of atheism. And we didn't know that those who promote capitalism in opposition to communism were anti-Christian. So we have to go back and examine the history and examine the philosophies. Yahushua wants us to see that these that are teaching us these philosophies and claiming Christianity are in reality antithetical to Christianity and antithetical to Christian virtues. Slavery, colonialism, and exploitation is not Christ and is not Christianity. And even though we think we are rich and have wealth and access to goods and whatnot. Yahushua is telling us we are poor and miserable. He says, we say, or thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. 4147, increased with goods, pluteo. That word is related to that previous word that we saw. That is the word that we get, plutocracy, rule of the wealthy. So this word, pluteo, means to be rich, have abundance of outward possessions, to be richly supplied, metaphorically, is affluent in resources so that he can give blessings of salvation to all. And so I'm thinking of how America, claiming to be so wealthy and rich, in Europe as well, will create these groups that are used, charity groups, create charity groups and claim, oh, through the charities and the non-governmental organizations, we are a blessing to all and bringing salvation to all. But see, you have to go into deep critical political analysis. Who set up the charities? And I give to charities because I want to give and help people. But we must be honest as it concerns how the charities are set up and why the charities are tolerated in such a system of wicked death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. The wealthy ruling class, in reality, set up the charities, set up the refugee camps, the United Nations charities and refugee camps, and I can't remember some of these groups. The American Foreign Legion, is that what I'm looking for? Some of these groups that they go overseas, and it would appear that they are working on behalf of the people and at the rank and file level, that is true. But these that set up the charities, these that set up these refugee camps, these that set up these places, these non-governmental organizations, the wealthy ruling class set these institutions up because these are investments. If you control the land and the wealth and the resources, the little monies that you send through the charities and through the non-governmental organizations is penitence compared to the whole land, wealth, and resources that you control. So we say, oh, we're so rich and we are so affluent in resources and we are a blessing of salvation to all, and it is all a lie. It is all designed to make us apathetic, to cause us to be, to have antipathy and be apathetic and not be hot or cold as it concerns our sisters and brothers who are suffering, but just to be satisfied and laid back and lukewarm. No, Yahushua was saying, examine our condition, increased with goods and have need of nothing. The word have is echo, to have, to hold, to have in hand, to wear and have possession of mind, be free from agitating emotions, refers to being alarmed, to hold fast, to keep, to have, comprise, or involve, to regard or consider, to hold as, to possess external things and that which pertains to property, to be used of those joined to anyone by bonds of natural blood or marriage or friendship, duty or law, attendance or companionship. So this word has to do with anything that has to do with to have something. We are saying to ourselves, we don't need anything. We have friendship, we have love, we have our mind, We have our emotions. We have riches. We have utensils. We have goods. We have food. We have everything. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. Says we have need. This is what Yahshua is saying, that we say to ourselves, we have need of nothing. The word need is necessity, duty, and business. So we're saying we're so satisfied. We don't need anything. We have need of nothing. The word nothing, 3762. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, no one and nothing. So we're saying, you know, everything's fine. We're in America. We're citizens of the United States of North America. We're citizens of Germany or Britain. We belong to this financial institution. We belong or work for this multinational corporation. Maybe we work for Ford. Maybe we work for GM or Chrysler. Maybe we work for some union job, some multinational corporation, or maybe we work for some financial institution. But Yahshua says that thou art, let me see thou, that should just be you, okay? Thou is you. The word art, 1488, is you are, thou art. So Yahshua is saying, no, you're not rich. No, you're not in a position where you can say you are in need of nothing. No, you are not increased in goods. He says, and knowest not that thou art wretched. So the word know, 1492, is to see and perceive with the eyes and the senses, to notice and discern and discover, to turn the eyes and the mind to the attention of something and anything, to ascertain, to have an interview with, meaning to see into, to have interview, to view inside of something. Yahshua is saying, look again at our condition. You don't even know. We don't even know that we are wretched. Let's see what that word wretched means. The word wretched is 5005, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, excuse me, enduring toils and troubles, afflicted and wretched. Sisters and brothers, many of us act as if the system is not imploding. Many of us have come through this government shutdown as if it was nothing. Barack Obama's budget that he agreed to and the Democrats agreed to cut by trillions spending on the people. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Head Start, Meals on Wheels, assistance to oppressed people of heating in the winter and air conditioning in the summer. These food stamps and other programs that are needed by the people. Why? Because the government of the United States of North America and the CEOs and the multinational corporations have gutted the people, taken the jobs from the people, and then emplaced these programs so that you just don't die in the streets. The whole situation is terrible and deplorable because the universe, we should have equal access to living wage, job, health care, and so on. But trillions of dollars cut from the people, and then you come to this health care program, the Affordable Health Care Act, and this is a Republican program created by Republicans. And going back to the budget, if the cuts to the people can't be agreed upon by Democrat and Republican, you have the sequester, which is automatic cuts to the people. And then you have the Affordable Health Care Act and the Republican Party purposefully shutting the government down to get at the Affordable Health Care Act. And in the government shutdown, you have the negotiations contingent upon more cuts to the people. And then you have the budget ceiling, and you have the looming budget crisis. They agreed temporarily to raise the budget ceiling until about December or January or February. But in these negotiations are the agreements to more cuts to the people. And then you have, if the agreement can't, if they can't agree on specific cuts, you have automatic cuts with the sequester. The point I'm making is this: how can we live in such time as this and act as if everything is okay? Yahushua is saying we are wretched. The word wretched, tali poros, 5005, Greek side, enduring toils and troubles. Look at the various shootings taking place. Various shootings taking place in various cities. Just go and Google the shootings. Look at the wars yet continuing in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan. And I am reminded here of this beautiful Arab sister from, is it Pakistan? Malala Yousafzai. I'm not saying her name correctly. But she was shot by the Taliban. And she suffered a wound to her head, I believe. But she is now, she appears to be healed. And she is thankful to the government of the United States of North America and President Obama for the help that was given our beautiful sister Malala. And she had audience with President Obama and Michelle Obama and their two daughters. And they're sitting there. And she knows that we are enduring toils and troubles and that we are afflicted and wretched. She said, thank you, President Obama, for the help that you have given me. Thank you for setting up educational institutions in my country, making it better for girls and youth in general. But then she said, and you did not hear this on the news, what I'm about to say now. You didn't hear this on CNN, MSNBC. I heard it on Democracy Now! And other places, Sojourner Truth in Southern California, KPFK, Pacifica Radio. She said, but by the way, President Obama, could you stop dropping bombs and killing my people? Could you stop destroying my people through your drone warfare and your dropping bombs and your warfare and your bloodshed? They didn't say that. But I'm so glad that this beautiful sister understands that we claiming we're rich and wonderful, but in reality, we're wretched and enduring toils and troubles. She didn't gloss over. Many people would have been induced to being lukewarm to the condition of the people that they are suffering under the bombs and the killing and the warfare and the bloodshed. Many would have been induced into just saying, you know, thank you, Mr. Obama, for doing such good for me. Thank you for giving me health care and health opportunities to heal from the wound that I suffered from the Taliban. But she refused to be lured into being lukewarm, lured into being having antipathy and being antipathetic. I'm not saying that word right. Antipathy and that condition of being apathetic. That's the word I'm looking for. Apathetic and having the spirit of antipathy. She said, no, I'm going to confront. And this leads me in my mind to the point I want to make about President Obama's presence. Many people who were hot against warfare and bloodshed and death, corruption and colonialism when Bush was in office are just apathetic, having the spirit of antipathy. Not hot, not cold, just lukewarm. Well, you know, Obama's doing the best that he can. You know, they hate him because he's black. So what? We are able to give critical political analysis concerning that reality. We know that the wealthy ruling class and the wealthy ruling families are pushing buttons, that they created the philosophy of white supremacy only to separate poor working class Caucasian people from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, and through the Republican Party pushing those buttons, causing the hatred to rise up only because there's a black man in office and a black family in the White House, and these who are Republican poor working class Caucasian people not understanding that they are being used and manipulated by their own party to further their own destruction, and that we as black, brown, red, and yellow, and liberal white, so happy a black man is in office, now we have nothing to say about warfare and bloodshed. Thank you, Sister Malala, for speaking your mind and speaking the truth and not being apathetic and having the spirit of antipathy. Yahushua says, you are wretched and miserable. The word miserable is 1652, Elianos, to be pitied, miserable. And this is rooted in the word 1656, Elios, Greek side. This word, the root word, is mercy, kindness, goodwill towards the miserable and the afflicted, joined with a desire to help them. So what Yahushua is saying, you are miserable, is saying that you need mercy and you need kindness and you need goodwill. So we are living in this system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, acting as if everything is okay and everything is fine, when in reality we are in need of mercy and kindness and goodwill, because we are miserable and afflicted. And afflicted is related to oppressed, living where you don't, you know, the sisters and brothers in the fast food industry going out on strike, asking for a living wage, miserable, afflicted. Are we just to look at that and not have compassion and love for our sisters and brothers and say nothing about our sisters and brothers who are living paycheck to paycheck, many of them living in shelters, many of them working in Walmart and places like that, living in shelters. It is said that so much money is spent on is it food stamps and other programs to subsidize our sisters and brothers who are working for places like Walmart, because Walmart refused to pay our sisters and brothers a living wage. And so the people need some type of health care and some type of food stamp aid. And this drives me to another thought I've been having. These that claim to be capitalists are not capitalists at all. A true capitalist wants the people to be able to make a living wage so that the people are able to afford health care, and so that the people are able to afford goods and services. And by that dynamic, you keep the system going. All are having living wage. All are able to access guaranteed living wage and guaranteed employment. And those who own the business are able to continue to produce. And these products are able to be purchased by those who are working, because those who are working would have a living wage to purchase the products. And then all would be able to have a high and a most high living standard. But we see that this is not the case. We see that those who own the industries are lieutenants and answer to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And they are parasitic. This system, capitalism as it is practiced, is parasitic and privatized. You see, all the wealth, it goes to the private hands of the few and the wealthy. And it's parasitic because the method is like a parasite on your physical structure, spiritual, mental, and moral and physical structure, sucking your blood, sucking your life. So the solution is that we, the people, must begin to own the means of production, the means of industry, so that we can all benefit from the land, wealth, and resources. So we are in need of mercy and kindness and goodwill, and we must not be lulled into sleep as if everything is okay. This word that is the root of the word miserable is also defined as general providence, the mercy and clemency of God in providing and offering men salvation by Christ. Many of us think that we are saved spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, when in reality we are suffering night and day and in need of mercy and clemency, in need of having the sentence commuted or dissolved. You see, the system condemns us for being poor, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. The system, eugenics, which is a mark of death on all poor working class masses of people. But we don't know and understand. I was looking at a news clip of Hillary Clinton in a photo op with Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger is one of the main perpetrators of eugenics and has written all manner of papers advising the system on how to kill and destroy to maintain control of land, wealth, and resources, because Henry Kissinger is a promoter of eugenics. But since we don't know that, and don't know that we have been marked for death, then we don't know that we are in need of mercy and clemency, commuting of the sentence of death, that we need the Most High to intervene into our affairs. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.